Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to AOA. As we move along here today, we're going to take a moment and celebrate some fantastic export results for the year 2022 for America's protein markets. Joining us on this victory lap is Joe Sheely. He's the Vice President of Communications over at the U.S. Meat Export Federation. And Joe, 2022 certainly was an exciting year in the export business, wasn't it?
Yes, it really was. Really a groundbreaking year for U.S. beef exports. And even though pork exports finished the year down a little bit from 2021, finished the year very strong, highlighted by record exports to Mexico. So for the most part, a really, really solid year, overcoming a lot of headwinds.
That is the name of the game, overcoming a lot of headwinds. The globe was in disarray, and in spite of that, American producers and processors were able to ship a tremendous amount of protein. Joe, let's dive into some of these full-year beef export statistics. If I'm correct, we had both a record in volume and in value of beef exported. Is that right?
Right. Volume was up just a little bit from the previous record, which was set in 2021. We were just short of 1.5 million metric tons, up 2%. The value, double-digit growth there, up 10% to $11.7 billion. So really a remarkable year for value. We had a long string of months where we were actually exporting over $1 billion per month. Looked like we might hit that $12 billion mark, but things did slow a little bit in November and December. December was kind of a slow month, especially with a lot of disarray in China. China was coming out of its zero COVID policies, but there was a lot of economic disruption there. And so December, a little bit of a slowdown for beef, but still finishing with record results. And we look at those large Asian markets, China, Hong Kong, Korea, Japan. Those certainly contributed to our growth, and as well as Taiwan. But we had growth in other regions as well. We had some regions really bounce back post-COVID, like the Middle East, the Caribbean. Really broad-based growth for U.S. beef.
Joe, you mentioned several billion-dollar export months here in 2022. I imagine we had a few in 2021, but prior to this big bump up over the last 2 years, had we seen any billion-dollar export months for beef in history?
No, the first would have been in late 2021. I want to say maybe August of 2021 was the first time we cracked $1 billion. In fact, it hasn't been that long ago since combined beef and pork exports reaching $1 billion in a month was quite an accomplishment. So we've really seen a rise there. But I think it's also important to look at that volume record, because obviously with inflation, that will tend to bump up your values. But exceeding those really large volumes from 2021, that was quite an achievement as well.
It certainly was. Joe, as you mentioned, those large Asian economies, of course, China, Hong Kong, Japan, Korea, we've seen them be big buyers throughout the pandemic. And now the lodestar, China, is opening up their economy. Have you heard from any of your Chinese USMEF members? How does that economy look here as we prepare to see what happens with China now that they've removed their COVID zero policy?
Well, there really is a lot of optimism. At the end of 2022 and in January, there was a lot of uncertainty because on one hand, you had this great news that the zero COVID policies were being eased, that there were going to be no more widespread lockdowns. That was generating a lot of optimism in the economy, but it was happening at the same time as China's first really bad COVID wave was coming through the country. And so nobody could really be certain how consumers would respond to that and just how impactful the wave would be. But it appears to have moved through pretty quickly. I wouldn't say that COVID wave is over, but it just certainly seems to have peaked and is now I think, pretty much out of the minds of a lot of the Chinese consumers who have a lot of pent-up savings from those months when they were under some pretty restrictive policies. So there's a lot of optimism, particularly for a bounce back in the restaurant sector and in what has been a really beleaguered hospitality sector. I mean, you look at hotels, catering, the catering business, those have just been absolutely cratered in China over the past couple of years, and there's a lot of optimism for those to come back.
Joe, as those restaurants hopefully do resume business in China, could we see some pork and pork variety meats resume their shipment into that country, or is their domestic supply coming back online still?
Well, their domestic supply, they certainly did bounce back fairly quickly from the African swine fever impact. We saw our exports, our pork exports to China soared in 2020 and in early 2021 as their domestic production was down. We're not likely to see numbers like that again anytime soon because China's domestic production, they make it a goal to stay as self-sufficient as possible in pork production. And so I don't think we'll see those numbers again. But the good news is China really did re-enter the picture for U.S. pork exports in the second half of 2022. And we saw pretty solid numbers there in the second half of the year. And that has an impact that goes beyond China. We also, that's one of the reasons we were able to achieve a value record in Mexico. It keeps the prices for the cuts that we send to Mexico, Central America, Colombia, markets like that. Because the product mix is similar to what we ship to China, having China back in the mix helps boost those prices. So really, even though you look at the year-over-year numbers, we're down for China on the pork side, really a lot of momentum toward the end of the year. So we're optimistic that it'll be a pretty solid year for pork exports to China. And of course, beef demand just in China just continues to grow beyond anyone's expectations, really ever since the implementation of the Phase One agreement that for the first time in 2020 gave us meaningful access to the Chinese market. Beef demand growth has been exceptional.
Absolutely. Once people try that American beef, my goodness, they just can't seem to get enough of it, which is a great problem to have for American cattle producers. But Joe, as we think about the meat demand picture around the world, there's a lot more to it than just China. Central and South America have been great customers for U.S. meat, particularly pork, over the past year. How are things looking down south of the border as we prepare for 2023 on the pork side?
Well, Colombia has been a really solid market for U.S. pork for a number of years. We've shipped a lot of product down there as raw material for further processing, but now we're getting more into the retail and food service sector. And we actually also had a record year for beef exports to Colombia. So Colombia has emerged as a really solid beef market as well. In Central America, pork exports in 2022 were down a bit to Central America, but that's in comparison to a really monster year in 2021 where we set all kinds of records across the region. So still a pretty solid year in Central America. And in fact, pork exports to Central America set a value record in December. So they ended the year with a lot of momentum there. And another market that has really come on strong for us, both the beef and pork side, is the Dominican Republic. That is just an exceptional growth in the DR. The pork export growth there has been driven in part by the African swine fever situation, but we've seen a lot of beef export growth there as well. And so the DR is a good example of a country that's really bounced back remarkably well from COVID, seeing a lot of demand in the food service and the retail sectors there. So that's another Latin American market that really shined in 2022.
There certainly is. Mexico, of course, huge jumps. Japan, a good buyer again. You mentioned the Caribbean and the Dominican Republic, that African swine fever interruption down there. Are we seeing that drive purchasing of pork from any other Central American or Caribbean country out of fear of ASF yet, Joe?
Well, the DR, like some other countries, has tried to attract additional suppliers. We are the only pork supplier the only major pork supplier that has duty-free access to the DR. That's through the CAFTA agreement. But we did see increased competition from Canadian and European pork, with the DR waiving import duties on their products for part of 2022. But they really didn't see the impact on price that they had hoped to, so that decree has now expired. And so we do have another tariff advantage there. And this kind of underscores the importance of some of these free trade agreements that have been around a while, and so we don't hear about them in the news very often, but this is a good example of where that CAFTA agreement really gives us a price advantage over, Canadian and European and perhaps even Brazilian pork in Latin America is because we do have duty-free access across most of the region.
Absolutely, Joe. To that end, are there any free trade discussions going on that USMEF is a part of or hopeful will be completed?
Well, a couple of negotiations that we're watching carefully, the Indo-Pacific framework talks, though there have been a couple of rounds of those talks. There are some potentially large markets there that we feel like we've had market access obstacles to overcome. Indonesia sticks out as a market that we feel has never really reached its full potential because of some of the market access obstacles there. The Philippines has very high tariffs. We'd like to see some tariff relief in the Philippines. And right now, those Indo-Pacific talks are not focused on tariffs, but the Philippines has shown some willingness the past couple of years to ease tariffs in an effort to fight inflation. And then Vietnam is another country that we definitely face some disadvantages in. So those are talks that we certainly have our eye on.
Absolutely. It'd be great to keep those places growing in their demand for U.S. protein. Folks, we've been talking with Joe Sheely, the Vice President of Communications at the U.S. Meat Export Federation. And Joe, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Mike.